Maisus, Paragimel Mishnehe. Ezu chatzar shi chayevis be maisus. So what type of chatzar is chayev in maisus? Like the Rav explains, what type of chatzar is enough to be kavel maisa that it's like a bias, like we said in Parshas Kisavu, biarti akredish min a bias, that there's a kvias maisus that it's chayev in maisus. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, chatzar hatzoris. Bishmol says it's like a chatzar in Tsuris, in a place called Tsuris. The Rav explains that over there, they used to have a person sit by the chatzar to watch it, so it was private. It's like a house. Shakelam nishmarim besoicha. That the kelim were watched, anything that was inside, all the kelim were watched inside of it by this shomer, and therefore it's like a house, and when one brings foods into there, they're chayv and meiser, and you can no longer eat them arai. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol she'echad pesech ve'echad noyel petura. Rabbi Kiva speaks about the opposite, that if you have a chatzar, let's say there are two people that are in the chatzar, two people have houses that are next to the chatzar, and they share the chatzar, so when any time you have one person that likes to lock the chatzar, and then one person, his neighbor, likes to keep it open, like we find that even in the same house, some people like air conditioning on, some people like it off, hot, cold. Here, they have a thing where one guy likes it locked, one likes it open. So therefore, that's not considered shmira, because it's not always watched, and it's potter from maisrus, because at any time it can be open. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kol she'ein adam boish milechel b'seicha chayeves. Rabbi Nechemya says, if it's a chatzar, or a place, that a person is inside of it, the owner, is not embarrassed to eat in it, so he feels like home, then he's chayev. And we brought this up in the past with Rabbi Yehuda Shita by the sellers in the second parak. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol she'nichnas lovein Omer ma ata mevakesh betura. Anytime somebody can enter the chatzar, and nobody would say to him, hey, what do you want from here? What are you doing here? Like some stranger walks in and nobody says that to him. Therefore, it's a simon and obvious that this is not a private area. Petura, therefore you're potter. But if somebody would actually say, hey, mister, what are you doing here? What are you looking for? Then it'd be chayv and maisus according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei chatzeres zoy lifnei mizu. If you have two chatzeres, one inside of the other one. So in other words, you needed to walk through the outer one to get to the inner one. Hapnimis chayeves. The one that's on the inside is chayev. V'achitzona petura. But the outer one is potter. Why is it potter? Because the inner guy needs to walk through the outer guy's chatzar, so it's not mishtameris. It's not guarded. It's not so private. It's not watched. Therefore, the outer one is potter, but the inner one is chayev. The Rav says the halacha is actually like all of these, lahachmer. So you take every sheet, if it would have any of these attributes, it would be chayev and meiser.